We are on Radio Row getting ready for Super Bowl 48. We can talk a little draft now, little player personnel stuff. Gil Brandt, NFL.com and legendary NFL personnel guy joining us on set. Sam Madison gives you so much credit for his career, Gil, and I'm not Definitely. Just saying that because you're both sitting here. We'll just randomly be talking back in South Florida about Sam's run-up to the draft after Louisville, and your name always comes up.
Well, I ran up to the draft about a year early. We had Sam on our Playboy All-American team, and then I had him at the East-West game. Sam's a young man that grew up in Florida and deserved to stay to go to Louisville. You know, but the thing about it's real easy when you have players like Madison, because not only are they great players, they're really great people. And I tell you what you do, you win with people, is what you do. Now, we got a lot of good players in this league, but they're in jail one week, and the next week it's somebody else and suspended and so forth. And Sam not only was a good cover corner, but he never had any off-the-field problems, and that goes a long way.
Yeah, definitely goes a long way, Gil. And, you know, like we said, we go back all the way to 1996. But
that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a very long time, man. And, you know, had a great career, like you talked about. But transitioning from college to the National Football League is one of those things where you and your colleagues were really trying to transition us. How do we start to getting these college guys ready and prepared mentally, not only physically for to play the game, but it's a lot of other stuff that they have to go along with.
Well, you know, Sam, there is no easy way, and that's number one. You know, people say, boy, he's a hard worker. They don't know what hard work is until they get in the National Football League if they want to be successful. And let's go back and talk to about Tannehill for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really had to dig deep on him because in his two years, junior and senior year in high school in Big Spring, Texas, they ran the wing tee. And he threw the ball about 10 times a game.
Hmm.
And came to A&M, and the great story is about how the mother drove him, I don't know, 7,000 miles or something to play 7-on-7 football. And so I think when you think about all of those things that somebody did, came from nowhere to somewhere, and I think he's got a great career ahead of him. And, you know, I loved him when he came out. Of course, I tell you what, I'm not sure if I liked him better or Lauren, his wife. is what it was. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of other Dolphin fans feel the same way, I guarantee.
Hey, if he wins a couple Super Bowls, it'll be an easier kind of choice for some people, and that's what people hope to have happen. Gil Brandt is with us, the great Gil Brandt. What does it say about a guy? It's great you bring up his high school stuff and the fact that he wasn't throwing the ball that much. Then he goes to Texas A&M, quarterback, wide receiver, back to quarterback. All of that turns into being a top 10 pick. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. And see, one game that really hurt him was the Oklahoma game. And he threw, I think, 3 interceptions in that game. And what happened is that Sam will tell you, when the wind is blowing in your face as a passer, those corners cheat up just a little bit. And it's really hard to throw that ball, although he's got a great arm. But I just think the upside of him is so great that, you know, the 9th pick in the draft, you know, I started feeling good about him in the spring of the year. And you're departed director of player personnel said, Gil, be quiet, don't tell everybody about him, is what it amounted to. So I think if you're going to have a good franchise, you better have a good quarterback. You know, not anything about Sam that's not right or anything, but you know, I used to find cornerbacks as free agents, and they were pretty good, Everson Walls and so forth. You don't find, with one exception, maybe Tony Romo or every case occasionally a quarterback that you pick up in the lower rounds of the draft. It's very unusual.
That's a great point.
Gil, you look around the National Football League right now, a lot of people will want this Super Bowl to be played in Miami, but we're here in New York. You know, we talk about the weather and all those different things. The fans are going to come out, and that's what we always really get back to, making sure that they have a very good showing. Having a Super Bowl here in New York, what do you think about it?
Well, let me say this, Sam. I'm not sure I like Miami, No. Let me explain it. You know, our team was in the Super Bowl five times in the 70s, and that's pretty good. Unfortunately, we played three of those games in Miami, and we didn't win.
So maybe it was too good of a time for the Cowboys.
No. It's a great place. There's no question about it. But you know, Sam, I think this. I think it's great being here.
Yes.
You know, yes. Would you like to play here? You know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, it rained like heck on New Orleans and Indianapolis, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But I think you have to pass the game around.
Correct.
You know, it's. I think it gives people a chance to see the great players and all of the great things that we have in the National Football League.
Yes.
And you know, when you have a city like Miami that it brings $100 million worth of money to, everybody likes those odds. But it'll be back in Miami.
That's what we're hoping for. Gil Brandt, great to see you. Great to catch up. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.